Hello, I'm Mike Andrew, and welcome to my Real Estate Tips and Technology podcast series. This series is designed to provide helpful information to working real estate professionals on real estate marketing and technology. Now, today I'd like to speak to you about great customer service and why your brand reputation depends on it. I've been working on a social media strategy paper for a top real estate franchise group, and it's kept me fairly busy during the last couple of weeks. And as part of that strategy, I've been looking at the impact of social media on brand building, and especially the impact blogs and forum sites have on the purchasing decisions of consumers. Blogs in particular play a major role in influencing the purchasing decision amongst women. And in a recent survey in the US, 85% of regular female blog readers said they were influenced to make a purchase as a result of a review or comment posted on a blog. So with that in mind, if you're the company that gets it right, you have a good chance of getting the sale. But what happens if you are on the receiving end of a negative review or comment? How do you protect your brand, and how should you respond? Your customers can now read, listen, discuss, and research their purchasing decisions, and you need to work harder at customer service than ever before. If you're finding negative or damaging reviews about you, your brand or service, then use this as a wake-up call. The world of social networks, business review sites and blogs has provided the disgruntled consumer with a voice. Every employee in your company is now responsible for your brand's reputation. And when you as a company start to live up to that reputation, it becomes a lot easier to manage your brand effectively online. If you do find a negative review on any of the sites, resist the temptation to respond defensively. And do not allow any of your staff to respond. You could put the Streisand effect in motion. So, what is the Streisand effect? The Streisand effect is an internet phenomenon where an attempt to censor or remove a piece of information backfires, causing the information to be widely publicized. Examples of such attempts include censoring a photograph, a number, a file, or a website. So, instead of being suppressed, the information quickly receives extensive publicity, often being widely mirrored across the internet or distributed on file-sharing networks. And the term, the Streisand effect, refers to a 2003 incident where Barbara Streisand sued a photographer for $50 million US in an attempt to have an aerial photo of her house removed from a publicly available collection of 12,000 California coastline photographs, citing privacy concerns. And as a result of the publicity, the picture became more popular on the internet than if she'd said nothing. What can be used to deliver a negative can also be used to promote a positive, so use it wisely. Remember, it's very hard to remove a negative comment or search engine result, but you can promote a positive. Check out my blog at www.mikeandrewrealestate.com to see how a company has responded using video in a very positive way to counter negative comments about them on the web and in traditional media. Well, thank you for listening to my podcast series. I hope it provides you with helpful information that you can use in your day-to-day business. And if you'd like more information, then please read my blog at www.mikeandrewrealestate.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/MikeAndrewRE.